NCPG rebrands National Helpline as My Reset to boost access. The National Council on Problem Gambling has adopted a new, more memorable helpline brand called My Reset to improve public access to support. The move, announced Thursday, replaces the organization's previous public-facing branding for its national helpline with a shorter, consumer-friendly identifier intended to reduce barriers to help seeking. The My Reset identity is already operational and will route people seeking help to the National Problem Gambling Helpline Network. Problem gambling support should never be limited to a single moment or a single definition of harm, said Derek Longmire, president of the NCPG Board of Directors. My Reset reinforces that the National Problem Gambling Helpline is available at any stage, whether someone is worried about themselves, concerned about a family member, or simply looking for trusted guidance. Making the helpline number easier to remember is a practical, meaningful step toward reducing barriers to care. According to the NCPG, calls to the helpline, now branded My Reset, connect callers to a network of 24 contact centers around the United States. Those centers are staffed by trained professionals and operate to internationally recognized helpline quality standards. Services are advertised as free, confidential, and available 24 hours a day. NCPG Executive Director Heather L. Maurer emphasized the growing need for accessible support as legal gambling expands. With gambling now more accessible than ever, the National Problem Gambling Helpline is a critical lifeline, she said. Making the number easier to remember helps ensure people across the country can quickly connect with high-quality, confidential support when they need it. The rebranding is part of a broader modernization push by the NCPG to strengthen national visibility and streamline routes into care. The organization says the My Reset identity is intentionally neutral and non-stigmatizing, designed so people can seek assistance at any point in their relationship with gambling without being labeled. Wider public health context underscores the initiative. NCPG research indicates that nearly 20 million U.S. adults experienced at least one indicator of gambling-related harm in the past year. As state and commercial gambling markets continue to grow, advocates and public health officials view easier access to helplines and consistent national messaging as critical to early intervention and harm reduction. Regional adoption and next steps. While the national identity is now in place, implementation across states will be uneven. Existing local access points and legacy helpline channels will remain active to ensure continuity of service. NCPG warned that broader adoption and promotion of the My Reset brand will depend on state-level regulatory policies and administrative approvals, and urged state regulators, operators, and affiliates to authorize and publicize the new identifier where possible. Officials said the NCPG will continue coordinating with public health partners, state affiliates, and regulators to integrate the My Reset brand into public awareness campaigns, provider directories, and operator responsible gambling programs. For jurisdictions that cannot immediately adopt the new identifier for regulatory reasons, NCPG plans to maintain parallel outreach so that callers find consistent, confidential support regardless of local policy. Stakeholders in treatment, research, and regulation welcomed the emphasis on memorability and neutrality, but noted that a simple name alone will not solve access gaps. Experts point to sustained funding, workforce training, and data-driven outreach as necessary complements to any rebranding effort if the goal is to reduce gambling-related harm at scale. As the NCPG rolls out My Reset nationally, the organization frames the change as one practical step among many, intended to make it easier for individuals and families to find a MI-DATE help while broader prevention and treatment systems are strengthened.